There they sat, trying to think of something exciting to do. There were about 40 of them, all members of the high school department of a local church. The problem was they had done everything. They had gone to the beach. They had spent a day at SeaWorld. They had gone to Disneyland. They had gone to Knott's Berry Farm. They had gone to Hollywood and toured a motion picture lot. They had spent a day at the San Diego Zoo. What was left? Was there anything left in the world that could bring them joy and excitement? They had done it all. So there they sat, staring at each other, no one saying a word. Finally, one of the group, who never had a lot to say, spoke up. "Why don't we spend a day helping others? Why don't we select some members of the church who need help and see if we can be of assistance, maybe to some old folks or disabled people?" At first, the proposal was met with stony silence and shock. It had never occurred to them to spend a Saturday serving others. But first one person chimed in and then another. The more they thought about it, the better it sounded. Finally, they decided to give it a try. A couple of the officers went to the pastor and told him of their idea. The minister was thrilled. He soon came up with the names of some people in the congregation who needed help. Announcements were made, plans were laid, and when the day arrived, the group split up into teams and went at it. That night, when they regrouped in the church basement, they were higher than kites. It was truly one of the most exciting and happy days of their lives. One told about the little lady who spent an hour showing them her scrapbook of old pictures and some pictures of her when she was a young girl. Another told of the great cherry pie they were served after they had finished painting the fence, and so on and on. But the truth these kids discovered is found in Philippians 2:4. Let each of you look not only on his own interests, but also on the interests of others. Do you want to experience gladness and joy? Find a way to serve others. For the Navigators, I'm Leroy Imes.